Welcome to the Unit Care Services podcast, discussions of interest to unit owners and managers. What do you know about the insurance of your strata group? What does it cover and how much is it covered for? Time to chat with Unit Care Managing Director, Gordon Russell. Gordon Russell, Managing Director of Unit Care Services, and today we're talking insurance. What does a unit owner need to consider? Obviously, their own home and contents insurance, but there's other insurance as well.
There is. One of the benefits of living in a strata title group and some strata community title groups is that the corporation looks after that for you. Some of the critical issues are, is there enough insurance and what does it actually cover? So yes, the unit owner has to cover the insurance for their internal possessions, contents, as well as public liability for injury inside their unit. But the corporation covers everything else. This is one of the beauties of living in a strata title group or a community strata. The critical issue for the unit owner, beyond having their own contents and public liability cover, is to make sure their body corporate, the strata or community corporation, has sufficient insurance and what it actually covers. Now, largely now, the regular insurers for this, the big insurers, CHU, SCI, CGU, they all largely cover similar events. So the critical thing is, how much are you insured for? And most residential policies, not so much commercial, do not have co-insurance. So if you are only 75% insured for your group, and we've had ones like this, 75% insured, and you suffer a $10,000 loss, they will pay out the $10,000, not the $7,500. Okay, so co-insurance has gone out of residential, but it still applies to a lot of commercial policies. So making sure you're insured for enough, because if you're not insured for enough, then it comes out of your pocket. So if the whole building goes down and all the associated losses, the owners will be jointly and severally liable for the difference. So if the insurance pays out, you know, a million, but it's actually 1.5 million to rebuild, then the owners will have to collectively find the other $500,000.
How do you know what level of insurance to get? How do you know what the value is, what 100% value is?
One of the things we advise our clients to do is every 5 years at least, they get a professional valuation done for replacement. One of the common misconceptions here is that the value of the place on the open market for sale is somehow related to the value to actually build the place, and that's not true. So if you want to rebuild something in Adelaide, and you wanted to rebuild it in, say, Hackham versus North Adelaide, the building costs would not be a lot dissimilar. The difference in the value of the land is the issue people get confused with. So they look at their council rates and they say, well, look, my place is worth, you know, $600,000. That's what it should be insured for. Well, that's not the case. So it's the cost to actually knock down and rebuild. And there's some complications in that that the valuers take account of. And that's that it can take 6-12 months to get approval to rebuild. There are different standards. If a building was put up in the 80s, there are very different standards for that build now. So it might cost a lot more to build. All those things, GST and inflation, have to be taken into account in the valuation. So some people might get a valuation and think, wow, you know, I could build such and such for that. But all the complications around a total knockdown and replacement are substantial. So an evaluation every 5 years is what we recommend.
And what exactly does the insurance cover? What is the onus on the unit owner to ensure that all of those facilities are covered by the insurance policy?
Yes. Just an interesting story about things, how things have changed. We managed a group, two-story flats, fairly ordinary 1980s, sort of 70s construction. And the owners upstairs went away. And this is a lesson I've learned. They left their washing machine hoses on. And the washing machine hoses are made of rubber. And over time, they perish. And in this case, they perished while they were on holidays and flooded their unit plus the one below. And the one below was an old age pensioner, and she had glued down rubber carpet that got destroyed, obviously. You couldn't use it. It needed all to be ripped up. And the insurance company were particularly good. I mean, we try and use insurance agencies and companies that err on the side of the client rather than their shareholders. And I argued that the rubber-backed glued-down carpet was a fixture, and this is an important point, a fixture in the unit, and therefore was covered under the insurance. And they honoured it. They replaced the carpet, and the lady was very happy about that. The Act requires that all buildings, fixtures and fittings be covered. Now, normally a strata or a community strata corporation would cover just the common property in under its remit, but in the insurance case, it actually goes inside the unit. So if you bolt a mirror to a wall, it's a fixture and is covered against accidental loss, theft, malicious damage, fire, you know, storm, those sorts of things. But it's actually the owner's. Or a kitchen, you have a fire. We've had cases, we had a lovely one where a young man fell asleep on the couch. He was cooking some chips in the fat and the whole lot went up. Nobody was injured, but the kitchen needed replacing. And the kitchen is the owner's. It's nothing to do with the corporation at all. The space inside the unit generally is the owner's to look after. So the policy needs to make sure, you need to make sure it covers that. And in general, if people are selling strata insurance, that's fine. But in general, if people are selling strata insurance in Australia, after all the bugs got ironed out in the 80s and 90s, it is fit for purpose. Some offer bells and whistles. So some offer flood cover, some don't. In South Australia, you must be covered for fidelity cover. That means theft of money. So if the treasurer takes off, and we had a case of this, we had a case where the money had gone missing in a self-managed group. I was called in, and I remember meeting on a weekend in an empty street in Adelaide, and a large roll of cash was given to me to replace the missing money.
Sounds very cloak and dagger.
And honour was served. And it was all fixed. But you have to be covered for $50,000 worth of loss fidelity cover. One of the other things that you need to be covered for to give comfort to the officers, and that's the presiding officer, secretary, treasurer, committee, is office bearers cover. Now, not all of them offer that. It's often an additional thing you might have to purchase. And that gives comfort to the officers if they're sued. If they're sued for negligence, if another owner disagrees with a decision that was made and decides to go to lawyers, and that's increasingly the case, the policy pays for the lawyers to come in and negotiate something or effectively go to court in the end and help resolve the matter.
So it sounds like, as with so many things in life, it's buyer beware, and we need unit owners to beware of what properties their insurance policy has.
Absolutely. And not turning up at AGMs is not healthy. The number of people who just don't come to AGMs, don't know what their policy covers, is disturbing. And it's increasingly the case. What I would say also is that we're putting out a fact sheet with this podcast, which will go into far more detail about what you need to be thinking of, checklists, etc.
And so your advice to unit owners out there who are unsure of the insurance status of their group?
You're entitled to that information. So go to the strata manager or the strata secretary and ask for a copy of the policy and the certificate of currency.
And all this will be in the fact sheet?
It will.
I look forward to seeing it. Thank you very much, Gordon Russell.
Thank you, Paul.
As we just said, there's a fact sheet covering insurance for unit owners available from the Unit Care website and linked to this podcast. While you're there, have a listen to our other podcasts and look over other fact sheets on all kinds of issues of interest to unit owners and managers. Until next time, I'm Paul Willis. Stay safe.